When we think of viruses, we tend to think of the dangerous ones like Ebola. But viruses are everywhere, and there are lots of different kinds. Today, researchers published the discovery of two more. As NPR science correspondent Jeff Brumfield explains, they were found frozen deep beneath the ice of northern Canada.
Dr. Eric Delwart works at Blood Systems Research Institute in San Francisco.
My day job is to discover new viruses
that could contaminate the blood supply. The company he works for, Blood Systems, is a major blood provider to hundreds of hospitals. But Delwart's also got a sort of hobby of trying to find viruses in odd places, which is how he got interested in high mountain ice. All sorts of stuff is hiding down there.
Things like old shoes and arrowheads. And then I realized this is nature's freezer, which should also contain organic remains.
Organic remains is his little euphemism for
tons of caribou poo.
That's right, tons of caribou poo. Just about everything an animal eats, meats, vegetables, all of it can be infected with viruses.
I mean, we're constantly shoving viruses down our throats. And if you look at poo samples from humans and from animals, you will find a lot of viruses.
Mostly harmless ones. Caribou are no exception. They've lived in northern Canada for millennia, and for just as long they've been doing their business on patches of mountain ice. Scientists drill out cylinders of this ice to study the past, and sometimes stuck in that record is a little bit of poo.
So we analyzed four layers, starting at 400 years.
Wait. Four layers of ice or four layers of poo?
Four layers of poop.
And there, in a 700-year-old sample, they discovered two viruses that had never been seen before. They're described in the journal PNAS. One likely infected plants the caribou ate. The other may have infected insects buzzing around them. The viruses were still in amazing shape.
The DNA viruses is preserved extremely well under cold conditions.
They even got the plant one to infect a modern plant. As far as Delwart can tell, it isn't dangerous, which is good because as the north warms and ice melts, more ancient caribou droppings and the viruses they host will be thawing their way into the modern ecosystem. Jeff Brumfield, NPR News.